You are listening to BensTorah.com.
A Kohen who was born from a father who's a Kohen, but he was born in the not a most, not in regular, not through a regular marriage way. He was born out of wedlock or other such, a little bit more insidious type of birth. So we'll see the status of this Kohen, who is definitely a Kohen, but we'll see different two levels of a person who may not be a Kohen and one who is definitely a Kohen. Let's see what the options, what the two possibilities are. So it says the Gemara in Yevamis, Daf Kuf Amud Beis, Omer Shmuel. You have a story, I think we began talking about this story just in a moment at the end of last week. You have, let's say, a whole Shabbaton of a bunch of Kohanim. And there's one Kohen on this Shabbaton who is not so well behaved. Asar Kohanim, Upir Shechar Mehem Ubal. One Kohen on this Shabbaton, hangs out with the young lady, and she becomes pregnant. Now, she doesn't know who which guy on the Shabbaton she became pregnant from, but she knows that it's somebody on this Kohen Shabbaton, so he's got to be a Kohen. So, Havlad Shtuki, this child who is, whose father is one of these ten Kohanim, so he's definitely a Kohen, but he's a Shtuki. My Shtuki, what does that word mean? Shemeshaskin osomidin kuhuna. We tell him, you know, we shush him up regarding his kuhuna status. Why? He's a regular Kohen. Just because he doesn't know who his father is, that should make his difference. His father is either Mr. Kohen or Mr. Katz or Mr. the other Mr. Kohen or the other Mr. Katz. Either way, he's a Kohen and his father's a Kohen, so there's no question about whether or not he's a Kohen. He's definitely the son of a Kohen. My time, why do we silence him from his kuhuna? Why do we tell him he's not really like to be treated like a Kohen? Omar Kra. The kuhuna is a gift to Aaron and his zaro acharav. I assume it's from the extra word acharav, right? Why did the Torah have to say acharav? Just say v'haisa lo lezaro. Kuhuna will be a gift to Aaron lo lezaro. What's acharav? Acharav means there's some kind of hemshechius, there's some kind of continuum, there's some kind of handing off from one to another. Be'inam zaro meyuchas acharav. Vileka, one of the necessary prerequisites, not prerequisites, one of the necessary requirements for kahuna, for the status of kahuna, is that the child should have the continuation of his parent. And if you have a son who's definitely a Kohen, but he doesn't know who his father is, then his father's definitely a Kohen, but he doesn't know who that is, then he does not have the status of a Kohen, and this seems to be Xeris HaKasav. So the Pasukim Chumash is telling us that if you don't have Zarum Yuchas Acharav, he doesn't know who his father is, he's not a Kohen. Says Rashi.
Does his mother know who his father is, Rabbi?
His mother knows his that mother? He's one of the, that the mother knows that this, that, that her son, that she became pregnant to one of the guys on this Kohen Shabbaton. She has no idea who this, what his first name is. She knows the last name is Kohen.
He doesn't know who she had a relationship with?
Yeah, she doesn't remember which guy it was. She doesn't know, you know, it's.
How could that be?
The Shas Maestro she might have known, but she didn't know who he was. You know, she didn't know who he was. You know, obviously when they were together, she knew who she was with, I assume, but she didn't know, you know, she would never be able to, you know, pick him in a lineup or know his name. What?
She might have hung out with more than one.
It sounds like Pirish Echad Mehem of Baal. Yeah. It sounds like it's one.
We just read about Shlomo's Bas Divri. What's the question here? Yeah, so we just read about Shlomo's Bas Divri, right? The mystery came in at night. She had no idea it was the mystery. What are you asking? Right.
Okay.
It's kind of unusual that she's not going to know who she had had a baby with. I mean, she's going around from room to room to room to room. I mean, she.
Okay, that could also be. But the point is, maybe she did. Maybe she was the waitress at this Shabbaton. So all the men were Kohanim. Which one is the lucky father? It could be any of a bunch of them. Yeah, Kachav Maisa. Says Rashi, what does it mean that we denounce him from his kahuna? Dr. Rashi, midin kun mi lavod avoda. We say he can't do avoda. V'yafa gadol inin yuchsin lisa isha kashruhu. So he has a din of a Kohen as far as, you know, being from a, you know, he is a Kohen as far as being able to marry whoever a Kohen could or should marry, but he can't do it. He doesn't get any of the benefits. So I think last week we raised what about What about other avodos? So we'll hold off with that. The Gzeres HaKosev was that you need acharav. The child has to be not just the son of a kohen, but it has to be zaro acharav shenikr zaro shehu shelo. It has to be nikr. It's not enough to be the zera of a kohen. It has to be nikr that he's the zera of the kohen. He has to be able to identify who his father is. That's what the Gemara says. Frek the Gemara, a kasha from the following brisa. Meisvei. Rishon roi lihios kohen gadol. This is talking about not a complicated case. You have a case of Yibum, and a brother, Mr. Cohen, dies without children. Ivey, okay, so they'll do Yibum to his wife, to Mrs. Cohen. So who does Yibum to her? Well, the younger brother Cohen, the living brother. He's also a Cohen. So the first brother's a Cohen, the second brother's a Cohen. I mean, the dead brother's a Cohen, and the live brother's a Cohen, of course, because they're brothers. But they didn't wait 3 months before Yibum. Now, normally, we wait for 3 months. After the first husband dies, you wait a few months. And then you do the Yibum to ascertain whether the baby that will be born, was it from the first husband or from the second husband? You know what? They didn't wait 3 months. So what happens? We have a Cohen A and his younger brother and his brother Cohen B, the living brother. One of them is the father. That means the son is definitely a Cohen. We don't know who the father is. So the Brisa says, Rishon, Dr. Rashi. Rishon Royal Yos Kohen Gadol. This child is nothing wrong with him. He could even be a Kohen Gadol. Dr. Rashi, Rishon Royal Yos Kohen Gadol. Hecha Shemiyabim Eshes Achiv Besoch Gimel Vyalda. When a Yibam occurred within the 3 months, within the Havchana that they were supposed to wait but didn't, a baby was born from either the Yibam or from the husband before he died. Safek ben Tesla Rishon, Safek ben Shiva LaAchron. Such a boy can be, says the Braisa, a Kohen Gadol. Wait a second. Asks the Gemara. I thought you have this Gzeres HaKosev that he has to be Miuchas Acharav. And how could you call him Roy to be a Kohen Gadol if he's not Miuchas Acharav? He doesn't know who his father is. He doesn't know if his father is the older brother who died or the younger brother who did Yibam. Answers the Gemara, a very important answer. Zaro miyuchas acharav. You thought it's a gzeres akasa from the actual word acharav, which is what I said earlier? No, that's wrong. That's only drabanan. The whole din that you need zaro miyuchas acharav, that's not enough to know who, it's not enough to know that he's a kohen. You have to know who the father is. That's only a din midrabanan. The cry is just an asmach to be alma. Okay. So it's still a din midrabanan that you have to know who your father is. And here, if you don't know who the father is, it's either the deceased man's son or the Yavam's son. You don't know who the father is. Why are you able to be a Kohen Gadol? V'chigazer, when did Chazal make their gzeira that you need zal miyuchas acharav? Biznos. This entire din that you have to know who the father is only if you don't know who the Kohen who's born, who you don't know who his father is, if the reason why you don't know who the father is because of his znus, that's when we say he loses his kahuna status. Midrabanan. But if there is definitely a marriage, it's just marriage A or marriage B, they didn't wait the appropriate time. I don't care if it's Yibam per se or any other type of marriage, that there was not a three month waiting period. And there was definitely, this child was born not out of wedlock, not an extra marital affair, or not out of znus. He just was born either, we don't know if it was from marriage A or marriage B. That's not a psul of Zal Miyuchas Achav. Because a psul of Zal Miyuchas Achav, that you have to know who the father is only Midrabanan, and the Chachamim only said this by, when you don't know who the father is because of znus that happened. But if it happened because we don't know if he's from marriage A or marriage B, there's nothing, since it's only the Rabbanon anyway, they weren't worried. We have to think for a moment. Hold on, Beish. We have to think for a minute. What's the going through Chachamim's mind when they say, when they made up this din de Rabbanon, that a Kohen has to know who his father is? But it's only going to be problematic if he doesn't know who his father is if he was born out of znus. But if he was born definitely out of marriage, then we don't care if he doesn't know who his father is. Yeah, Beresh, what do you want to say?
Yeah, probably the Gemara was asking. This is a Suffolk Arias. She's a Suffolk Asia Zach. So this is not Zanus. It's at the highest degree to marry her before 3 months.
No.
Maybe it's Asia Zach.
No. We know it was a case of Yibam. The Bezdin supervised. The Bezdin, you know, everything was done al pi halacha, except they just happened not to wait the 3 months. There was a proper... What?
What happens if she's pregnant? Then there's no wood. There's no Yibam.
Oh, you say.
What does that have to do with the kid? The woman's in trouble. The kid's not a mamzer. The kid is either the first husband's son or the second husband's son. And if it's the second husband's son, it's not a problem.
No, Beresh is asking, what happens if she was really pregnant from the first husband?
That's right.
So the kid is a kosher kid, and the woman happens now to have slept with her husband's brother. The kid's kosher.
The kid's not a mamzer?
Why would the kid be a mamzer? He's the first husband's son.
Right. Oh, you're right. If she was pregnant from the first husband, you're right. If she was pregnant from the first husband, so he's a regular son of the first husband, and the woman did something wrong. And if he's the baby of the second husband,
there's no problem.
Then that means the first husband didn't have any children. There's a proper case for this is an appropriate scenario of Yibam. Excellent, Ben. Very good. Yes. Okay. Great. Fine.
I guess it's not enough that he knows who his grandfather is, right? He knows his grandfather.
That's true. Fascinating. You just pointed out something fascinating. It is not sufficient to know who his grandfather is. There's one grandfather, two possible fathers. Well, anyway, in this case, and the only reason why that's okay is because it's definitely through Nisum. But if it would be through Znus, even if you know, again, let's say you have, I don't like talking about these cases. You know, let's say right. Zadie takes his whole family on a Shabbaton. The whole Cohen family. And there's this waitress there, and one of his Cohen sons, you know, spends the night with the waitress. The waitress isn't sure which Cohen boy did she spend the night with. So that will be a case of Znus, and the child of that Shabbaton will not be a Cohen midrabanan. That is this din drabanan called Zara Miyuchas Acharav, which we now understand is only a din drabanan. And it only applies if the baby was born from Znus. Those are the two chidushin that we learned that we wouldn't have realized. Comes the Shulchan Aruch, and now we will see the Shulchan Aruch's psak in this case. The Shulchan Aruch talks about if you have a child born, this is our Shulchan Aruch, this is the end of Sif Tes. I talked about a case where you have a child that you don't know who the father is, but he's definitely a Kohen. But meds when Amurim that he's a Kohen, because you know the father's a Kohen, so the kid's a Kohen. Bizman Shebaim Mikach Nisuin, says the Shulchan Aruch. Aval Biznus, but if the child, who definitely is born to a Kohen, was born from Znus, and we don't know who the father is, which of the different Kohanim is the father? And it gives the very case that we just learned in the Gemara in Yevamos, I think it was Yevamos. You have again the 10 Kohanim on the Kohen Shabbaton, and one of them, you know, spends the night with the waitress. And for example, since he's definitely a Kohen, we would give him Malkos, right? If he's still going to have all the limitations of a Kohen, and he'll get Malkus Vivadai. It's not going to be a Suffolk Hasra. It's a Vadai that this person is a Kohen. He'll get his Malkus for Tuma, for Grusha. Nevertheless, he doesn't have any of the positives. Eino Oved Avoda, Veino Ochal Betruma. We saw Rashi only said he doesn't do Avoda here. The Shulchan Aruch says he doesn't eat Truma either. We take away from him the positives. That's what the Chachamim did when they made this limitation for a Kohen, who is born without Zera Miyuchas Acharav, Miznus. Those two requirements. It's not Zera Miyuchas Acharav.
Isn't he a Safek Chola?
Why is he a Safek Chola? The father's definitely... She's not a Zona. This is not the definition of a Zona. Even though in our minds we say, oh, what's this waitress doing? You know, that's not halachically, for the purpose of Kohuna, it's not called a Zona. Zona is defined... It's Machlokes Yishonah what a Zona is. Maybe we'll get there at some point. A Zona... The Rama defines it as a woman who's asura, that you're not allowed to marry. This is a penuya, a nice Jewish waitress at the Shabbaton. Penuya, she's not a zona. A zona would be if she's mufkeres l'znus. Okay, maybe that's a different story. if she was a Gioras, if she was a she had slept with a non-Jew, non-Jewish man previously, okay, then it would be a Zona. Here you just have a nice Jewish waitress, one of the regular girls working at the Shabbaton. No reason why she's called a Zona, and therefore she's a wonderful, she'll be a wonderful mother, and the father, whoever the father is definitely a Kohen. So there won't be the kid will definitely be a Kohen Midaraisa, but Midarabanan, we will strip him of any rights of Kahuna, and therefore he won't be able to do Avoda, he won't be able to eat Truma. And if I had to guess, again, I don't have anything explicit, I'm assuming he's not going to be able to. I assume, what is going to be up with Duchening? We're not going to let him do that Avoda, so I assume we won't let him Duchen either, right? Someone who said, Dr. Marin, you said last week that Duchening is also a called Avoda.
That's an Avoda, right.
Right, we saw that maybe it's a different gather of avoda, but there's right. You're mevatel mitzvah say. You see, like if I don't do that avoda, no problem. Somebody else will do that avoda. But if I'm in shul, if I'm a kohen, I'm in shul, and they call up the kohen and I don't go, I'm mevatel and I say, right? There's a negative. There's a risk factor.
So let him go out before.
Yeah, maybe for his whole life he's going to be out. He's going to be schmoozing in the hallway during ritzei.
All right.
That's what he's going to do his whole life. Fascinating. He'll be the guy in charge of the kiddush. He'll set up the Kiddush. That's his job.
Okay. The Kiddush club then? After davening.
The Kiddush after davening. Thank you, Dr. Marin.
Because you're not allowed to drink if you're going to duchen.
Okay, fine. Let's move on. Comes the Taz. Fine. This din of that you have to have Zara Miyuchas Acharav, the Taz makes an obvious point. I just want to raise it outside. Let's say you have a case where there's no Zara Miyuchas Acharav. What's the case we just spoke about? Where this waitress bore a child to definitely a Kohen, but she doesn't know which Kohen. That's in Zara Miyuchas Acharav. Since it happened during Znus, the Kohen will be stripped of his Kahuna, of the positives of his Kahuna. Let's say you have a different case. Let's say you have a regular, beautiful family, a Cohen family, and they go to the maternity, they go to have a baby in the maternity ward, and it's a very frum hospital, it's such a frum hospital that they are very makpid on the mitzvah of Vikidashto, and they have a special, exclusive VIP maternity ward, special for Kohanim. So you have a bunch of Kohanim in the hospital, giving birth, ladies of Kohanim, with their husbands are there, cheering them on, and say, go wife, go, push, push, push wife, push, and they're great husbands, great Kohen husbands, and the little babies are put next to each other, you have a Kohen baby next to a Kohen baby next to a Kohen baby. And unfortunately, Rachmana Litzlan, the babies get mixed up. So now I have a Kohen and a Kohen and a Kohen, I don't know which Kohen is to which Kohen. I don't know which Kohen baby goes to which Kohen Abba. So that's the case, Lechora, of Zaru Nat Miuchas Sacharov. So the Taz speaks out. Again, we realize this. The Taz is going to say, wait a second. This is a case where when he was born, there was no question. He was born as a regular Kohen, and he's going to have all the full status and rights of a Kohen and privileges of a Kohen. It happens to be, 3 days after in the NICU, he got the maternity ward, in the nursery, I'm sorry, he got switched off with a different Kohen. That doesn't take away his status of Zara Miuchas Acharav. Let's not get mixed up that, what happens at birth and what happens after birth. Nearly, the Taz says, again, this is an obvious point, but he just speaks it out. Nearly. When we're making this distinction between Nisuin or Zitznus, that's only in the case where we don't know who the father is at birth. Bahachaluka, in the distinction, Shlosh Asachar, Baile, shouldn't wait 3 months. We don't know, is it A or B? The Bezen, Nolan HaSafek, The latest Hatzafik was as he was born, there was a latest Hatzafik. The moment the child is born, we already don't know who the father is. He's born into a situation of lacking Zara Miyuchas Acharav. Aval. But in a circumstance where the babies got mixed up after birth, even if both cases were Znus. Remember, again, we have to have Znus. Let's say both cases where the children were switched after birth were both cases of Znus. And therefore, should be subject to the requirements of Zara Miyuchas Acharav, But since the switcheroo, since the suffix, the latest has suffix, was after birth, aval b'chaluk de nisarva habanim, later, I mean, nisarva habanim meaning later in the nursery, the baby, the beds got, you know, they did musical chairs with the nursery cribs, they don't know who's who. Lonis
Batam. How about the DNA test?
Okay, hold on. We'll hold your question in a second. We'll talk about that in a second, maybe. Although I'd rather not, because it's a hard question. Why? When each one was born, let's say they were each born with a znus, and the other was born with znus, but at that point we know who his father was, even though it was from znus. So he had, he's a Zara Miuchas Acharav. 3 days after birth, they got mixed up and confused and switched around. That's not going to take away the status that he was born with, which is a proper, as a son of a proper Kohen, as he himself is a Kohen. It is Zara Miuchas Acharav. Umay Yazik Mashin Sarva Acharkach. What do we care if he was in Sarva afterwards? So this is an obvious point that the Taz is speaking out. Now, hold on. Let me just relate to your point. You asked the question. We spoke about this last week, I think. What about, would we rely on DNA testing to determine who the father is? If we don't know who the father is, and that's therefore going to create a psul of Zara Miuchas Acharav, we don't know who the father is. So easy answer, easy solution to the problem of Zara Miuchas Acharav. Just check the DNA, and it is Miuchas Acharav. Maybe DNA testing would work. Again, I told you last week or 2 weeks ago that the Rabbanut or the Poskim, not just the Rabbanut, the Poskim don't want to use DNA testing in Halacha, except to be Matir Agunas, because once you allow DNA testing, you're going to open up terrible Pandora's box. Every Yerusha fight, whenever there's a lot of money involved, I'm going to claim, oh, my brother's not really my brother, he shouldn't get any money, and then they're going to have to start testing, and then they're going to find out that maybe Taka once in a while, you know, a man is not belonging to the mother, the father who he thought was his father. Maybe they're going to be mamzerim. It's going to be terrible outcomes. It's only going to cause tzaras for Klal Yisrael. So we're going to avoid that. That's a practical reason. It's not that we don't believe DNA testing. It's not that halacha doesn't accept DNA testing. Halacha, for the most part, does accept DNA testing. Again, this was a shaila that came to the fore primarily after 9/11, that's when the Shiloh was really came on, that Shulchan was dealt with by the Poskim. But they were relying on DNA testing and they accepted it, but they don't want to use it other than to be Matir Agunas, as we know well on this sphere. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
That suggests that the Taz is Chilki is all would apply.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Right. If you have a Kohen who gets early Alzheimer's, early dementia, and when he's 40 years old, he just forgets entirely who his father is. Or whatever, his father ran away when he was 3 years old. Doesn't know who his father is. Never, you know, that's not going to change his status. Exactly, 100%. That's exactly the point of the Taz. Correct. Okay. Comes the Rama. Sorry. Just adjusting the text for a second. Comes the Rama and says the following. Zinsa im Kohen Echad. Now we're going to have an interesting case based on what we just learned. Let's say a woman, you know, was Mizana with a Kohen. She was Mizana with a Kohen. One guy. Mr. Cohn has this girlfriend and they're Mizana. And, you know, afterwards, the guy doesn't treat him nicely. After this, she leaves the boyfriend. And right away, she meets a good Jewish Kohen and gets married to him really fast, 2 months later. And oh my gosh, and 7 months after this marriage, this new marriage, she becomes pregnant. So let's think about what happened. She's pregnant from definitely a Kohen, because she was Mizana with a Kohen first, and now she's marrying a Kohen. She didn't wait the 3-month Havchana that she was supposed to have waited before marriage. So there's a baby who doesn't know who the father is. He's definitely a Kohen. The father was definitely a Kohen. Her boyfriend was a Kohen, or cats. And her husband's a Kohen, or a cat, whatever it is. One's a cat, one's a Kohen. So the father is definitely a Kohen, but we don't know who the father is. But what she was Mizana with that first guy, she wasn't yet married. And now she gets married afterwards. Says Rama, the Vlad is Pasul Kahuna. Why? Based on what we learned. You have a case where you don't know who your father is. You know that you're a Kohen. You know that your father's a Kohen. But it's not Miyuchas Acharav. And the reason for it not being Miyuchas Acharav is because of Znus. This is a classical case. The Rama says that the child is not Miyuchas Acharav. He will lose his Kahuna status. He's Pasul Kahuna. Can't do Avoda, can't eat Truma. That's the din of the Rama. What about let's talk about the inverse case. Let's talk about what happens if you got married to a Kohen and the Kohen dies. A young woman loses her husband tragically in a terrible accident. The Kohen dies. So a month or two later, you know, she feels so lonely and she falls prey to, a Kohen who's Mizana with her. Which is the same exact case, just in the opposite order. It's the inverse. Says the Chalkas Mechokik, presumably, the same should be true. Nira duhu adil hepech. Shezinsim kohen, tok gimel chadoshin lemises baila hakohen. So, she was married to a kohen. Beautiful, perfect, halachic marriage. Terrible, you know, death, divorce, whatever it is, so sad. And very quickly she is mezana with a kohen. Within 3 months. So you have the two requirements. There is tzadznus, whether it came before the marriage or after the marriage, and we don't know who the father is. You have those two ingredients. We're going to assume that the kid is not going to have the status of a kohen. 1 second, please. Just have to plug myself in. Okay. Mihu, now look at this. The Chalkas Mechok is going to do, really, is going to bring us into a whole new discussion. Can I ask you a question? If you have a woman who's Mizana, so she was Mizana. Afterwards, she gets married, so she's married. However, in the case of the Chalkas Mechok is raised, where first, you had a husband. And then after you have a husband, the husband died, and a month or two later she is mezana with somebody. Let me ask you a question. We don't know who the baby is. Is he, you know, 9 months from the first husband? Or 7 months from this guy she's having znus with? Why don't we apply, ask the Chalkas Mechokek, Rov Be'ilos Achar HaBa'al. Again, the case is that she's married to a husband, she's living with her husband, and unfortunately the husband dies. And they were together before he died. He died in a tragic accident. They went together to the Bahamas, and he died, while he was in the Bahamas. So they were together then. And then a month later, 2 months later, she's Mizana one time, a one-night stand with this other guy, Mr. Cohn. So we don't know who the father is. So we say this is this child is stripped of his kahuna status. Because he has znus, you don't know who the father is. Ask the Chalkas Mechokek in the next line, wait a second. Why don't we apply the famous rule of Rov that says Rov Bilo Sachar Habal? We have a general din of Rov that whenever you're not sure who the Bia was with, we have a din that you follow Rov Bilo Sachar Habal. Miu Kasha, frek the Chalkas Mechokek. 1 second, please. Lama lam rina zil basaruba verobilas tol bebal. Luyehe zimsa tachas baila havlad kosher. Let's say, in a different case, let's say you have a married woman. A married woman. And while she's married, she was mizana. Terrible. Mamish eshes ish. Right? The other case that we've been speaking about was nus, but not eshes ish. It was a woman who married, you know, who lived with a guy before she got married, or who lived with a guy after her husband died or divorced her. But what about if it was mamash eshes ish? She was with a guy one night as an eshes ish. Who do we assume is the father? Well, Chazal tells we know who the father is. Rov bilos achar habal. You have a woman living as a wife, And then you have this one night stand with this znusman, with this eshesh guy. So we will assume, halacha will tell us that we follow Rov, and Rov bila sachar abal, and we'll assume that this baby's real father is the husband, not the znus guy. So why are you saying ein zara mi'cha sacharav? Why are you saying in this case where you have, again, the chronology is she's married to a husband. She's married. He drops dead, and a few weeks later, she's mezana. Why are you saying ein zara mi'cha sacharav? Why don't you apply the din of Rov that Rov bila sachar abal? If you don't know who the father is, follow the din of Rov, and Rov will tell you that Rov bila sachar abal. And let's define the father. Let's say how Rov will teach us that the father is the husband, the halachically, legally wedded husband, and not this one night stand that she had a few weeks after the marriage ended. Why are we calling this case a case that there's no Zara Miuchas Acharav? We don't know who the father is. Let's strip this boy of his kahuna status. That's the question. An interesting question, the Chalkas Mechalkik. It's a lomdish question. He gives a weak answer. Ve'ef shalomar de le kahuna hechmiru yoser. You know what his answer is? His answer is that my question is really good. I really don't understand why, you know, you should be misupak who the father is. Really, if there was a husband, and then he dropped dead, and then there was a one-night stand a few weeks later, really Rov should teach us that is definitely the husband before he died. That's what Rov should tell you, Rov bila sachar abal. So how come the Rama seems to be telling us that we're going to call it Ein Zara Miuchas Acharav, that we don't know who the father is? Doesn't Rov tell us who the father is? Yeah, okay, for kahuna, it must be that the kahuna has a stricter parameter than all other areas of Torah. We want to have the status of a kahuna to eat truma, to do the avodah, we just have a higher threshold of proof. We need it to have a higher or more machmir. That's what the Chalkas Mechalkik asks, a very lumdish question, and a weak answer if you ask me.
But again, the point he's making also, that's why it's only Durabon. The whole premise.
Agreed. Yes. This is something that they could do, and the Rabbanim could do, in their desire to be more machmir for kahuna. Yeah?
Right.
Good. Aval. Rashi comes and changes the whole sugya. Aval Rashi Pirish Hasam. When the Gemara says znus, and we said that one of the requirements is that when we only say that somebody is ein zara miuchas acharav and he'll lose his kuna status if there was znus, Rashi says only ksheshneim bo'olav biznus. Ksheshneim bo'olav biznus. Mashma davka shneim biznus. According to this Rashi argues on the Rama that we saw a minute ago. Do you remember we saw the Rama a minute ago? The Rama told us, here's highlighted on your screen here, you were mezana with a kohen and then you got married within 3 months. Or the Chalkas Mechalkik said the inverse. You were married and then you were mezana with a kohen. Meaning, the two men that are under question, one was in marriage, one was in znus. One was in znus, the other was in marriage. And the Rama said that's a case that, he's going to lose it, the baby will lose his kuna status, it's not Zara Miuchas Acharav. Rashi says no. When we say that a child who doesn't know who his father is loses his kuna status, at least Midrabanan, that's only Rashi says if both possible fathers were znus. She spent the night with Yankel Cohen on Monday night and with Stephen Cohen on Tuesday night. That's the time when we know the father is definitely a Kohen, but the child will still be Ein Zara Miuchas Acharav. That's Rashi. So Rashi is going to argue on this Rama. I mean, the Rama argues on Rashi. Aval Rashi Pirush Hasam El Labiznus Hashneim Bo Labiznus. The suffix is only, when do we strip the child of his kahuna? When both possible fathers might be the father through Znus. Shedavke Shneim Znus. Aval Nisun Achaz Znus. Then maybe we would tola binisuin. Not like the Rama. Not like this case, actually, the Chalkas Mechalkik is this case, that if you have a marriage and then Znus, maybe we would follow the marriage. Or Znus then marriage, we'd follow the marriage. Rav Bilzachar Bal. That's a very geshmak chokas mechokik. However, I really pull the wool over your eyes, gentlemen. As the Beis Shmuel will tell us, this chokas mechokik that sounds like he's so lumdish, if we think a little bit more deeply and a little bit more critically, we will realize that his question was garbage. What do I mean by that? Let's think about his question a little bit more deeply. It sounded good. You know, sometimes sound bites sound really good, but when you think about them, they don't add up at all. Let's think about what his question was. The Chalkas Mechokik is talking about a case where you had a marriage, the husband died or divorced, and then this girl had znus with a guy in a one-night stand. So that's znus, and we don't know who the father is, so we say, Ein Zarah Miyuchasach, if he loses his kuda. And the Chalkas Mechokik said, wait a second, what do you mean you don't know who the father is? Use Rove! Rove tells you, Rove Be'ilos Achar Habaal. Let's think for a second. Rove Be'ilos Achar Habaal. We're going to apply Rove Be'ilos Achar Habaal. She's married to a guy? And then, another time, a few weeks after the marriage is over, she's mezana with a guy? And we don't know who she's pregnant with. Is it the husband or is it this znus person? You want to apply the rule of Rov Be'ilos Achar Habaal to tell you that it must be the husband, not this mezana? Wait a second. When do we apply the rule of Rov Be'ilos Achar Habaal?
When she's still married.
Exactly. When a woman is married, and then she has an extramarital affair, she's mezana during her marriage with somebody else, then we want to say, do we assume she became pregnant from some other guy while she was married? Or from her husband while she is married? That's where we have a rule of Rov Be'ilos Achar Habaal. Rov Be'ilos Achar Habaal says that while you're married and you had been with someone else, the Isser, Eishes Ish, right? You could assume that Rov Be'ilos were with the husband was the one doing most of the beers, not this other guy. Therefore, you could assume that the father is the husband. But if the marriage is over, and there's definitely, and she was with somebody else afterwards, or before the marriage, or after the marriage, how could you apply Rov Be'ilos Achar Habaal? Let's see this question of the Beis Shmuel. He says, Ein Nir Li, in bold. You see, Aleph Nun Lamed? I don't like this whole lumdus of the Chalkas Mechokik. Ki rov be'ilos detalina b'baal. When do we say the rule of or the defining psak of following rov be'ilos achar baal? Hana bezinsa tachas habaal. Ozamrina, what? There's a lumdus here. What kind of rov is this? There's a lumdus to the rov be'ilos achar baal. If you have a family, and she's in her house every day, every night, week after week, and then there was one night she left her house to spend with this good for nothing guy, this Eishes Ish man, one night out of her whole marriage. So why should you every other night she's at home with her husband? So of course you can assume we'll follow Rov because that's when there are Rovs. Ozam Rion came to Abal Motzila. If she was mezana before she was even married, or in the opposite case, she was married and then her husband died or divorced, and then she was mezana afterwards, yesh lomar dekvar ha'isimu beres. Right. If she was mezana before marriage, let's say, there's no rov that tells us she was mezana. And then the rov is going to tell, and then she gets married a few weeks later. There's no rov that's going to tell us, oh, the bia that caused this baby to be born is from this husband that she had a few weeks after the znus. Because she's going to be with him all the time. She might have already been pregnant. When could you apply the rule of rov be'ilos achar habaal? If you're in a status where there's a husband available all the time, and there's a Znus guy, an Eishes Ish guy, one night. So Rov will tell us, we assume that she became pregnant from the guy who's available all the time. But if you had a case of Znus, and then 3 weeks later, 2 months later, she gets married, the fact that her husband is now available all the time, 2 months later, doesn't tell us that, oh, if she becomes pregnant, it's probably from that second, that husband, that later husband. She might have been pregnant already for 2 months.
But we don't know, the rabbi.
Yeah, but you look at the percentages, no?
Not necessarily.
I think that's what he's trying to say. You can only look at the percentage when you have... We have to understand this, Lamdas.
Why can't you look at the percentage afterwards? I mean, let's say you had a one-time affair. 2 weeks later, she got married, and she's together with her husband, and she's constantly together. So if you look at how many times did she have a relationship with this one guy, how many times did she with her husband? So look at percentages if you look at the percentages of when she had a relationship, what's the difference? I mean, you look at 10 times, how many...
Your lamdas is definitely the Chelkas Mechokik's lamdas. What you're saying, that the Chelkas Mechokik is agreeing, it was definitely holding. Here, the Beis Shmuel is arguing... I have to think why you're wrong. You have to. He's saying that you can't say that. I have to think why. If somebody could help me articulate why.
What would happen if she married a guy after 4 months of being with the Mizana and had a baby 5 months later? Would say, well, Rod Mizachar Abal. She slept with her new husband 5 months.
That's not true. Because be 7 months, 7 months or 9 months. Your case doesn't work.
Yeah, there's another question, whether or not 9 months and 7 months is its own rave, that rave babies are born after nine and not seven. I'm not sure what no one's talking about there.
That's a good question also. Why don't we use that rave? That's a good question.
I'm on with Yossi and the Chakas B'chokig, Rabbi. I'm not convinced by the Beis Shmuel here.
Let's think about this lumnus.
I mean, even he said, ain't nearly. It's like, I don't agree. I don't agree. He's not really necessarily saying that you're...
Yeah, but you see, there's an exclamation
sure
point there?
Whose exclamation point is that, Rabbi?
Mine. Let's think. He's saying that when do you say Rovila Sachrabal? When you're married and there's an extramarital affair, one-time thing... So then we'll say Robila Sahabal, that's the suffix. Let me try something on for size. Let me present a new point that's important in the lumdus of suffix in general. A suffix is always determined. Listen to this word that I'm saying. It's a very important point that has ramifications all over the world of sphakis. You always define a suffix at the moment of the Leidas HaSuffix. The moment of the Leidas HaSuffix is when how a suffix is defined. When you have a woman who's married. She's married, right? So she's with her husband all the time. She's married. And then we find out she was Mizana one night. One night she left the house and did something. Or she was raped on the way home. She was raped on the way home to the mikveh, from the mikveh, whatever it was. So we don't know who the father is, right? So we're going to say, I have Rove to tell me that I do know who the father is. Rove tells me that since there's a husband available all the time, and in this same time period,
right? That's exactly the Rav is exactly correct. The whole point in a woman who sleeps with her husband 10 times a month and a mizana once a month, she has a baby 9 months later. The question is, who's the father? Here, that's not the question. The question is it a 7 month baby or a 9 month baby? The Rav Vilas has nothing to do with this question. It's either a 9 month baby. I don't care. The husband slept with her 100 times 9 months earlier, and the mizana slept with her 1 time 7 months later, 2 months later. It's either the mizana's kid or the husband's kid. It doesn't really make a difference how many velas they were.
So Benny's saying the shaila here is really, we're not dealing with the shaila. Is it a 9 month baby? Who's the father? Is it the father from Tuesday night's husband or Monday night's husband? Tuesday night's beer or Monday night's beer? Then you could use the din of Rove. Because it was Monday night as opposed to Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night. Okay. Here the question is different. Here the question is this a baby from a 9-month baby or is a 7? Like you said, is this a 7-month baby or a 9-month baby? And the fact that if it was a 9-month baby, let's say the Nisun happened, let's say the Nisun was later. Let's say she was Mizan and then she got married shortly thereafter. The fact that it's a 7-month baby, she was with the guy for the 7-month baby for 20 times. But the suffix that we have is not, how do we define the night that she was, the suffix is somehow, is it a 7-month baby or a 9-month baby? Not who's the father.
Yeah.
In a funny way. Right. Okay, there's a lot of lumdas here. I guess we're doing the best we can. Okay, so continues the Beis Shmuel. Elavadei afilum hayo be'echad nisuim hu'eino kohen. What's that? What I'm saying? I'm talking about chadashim. Afilum hayo be'echad nisuim. Afilim hayahar barishon nisuim hu eino kohen vim toch gimel chadashim achar misas baila zinsa kaz b'chol gadadar b'la zinsa. Okay, fine. Let's leave that for now. Okay, that's the end of that. So we have a machlokas, what to do in the case of marriage and then znus in the marriage. Do we apply the rule of Rav Elazar Abal or not? That seems to be this machlokas. The Rama says that that's going to be considered znus, and the chalkas mechokek says no. We should use the din of Rav Elazar Abal. Okay.
Is there a clear psaka from this machlokas? How we paskin?
I don't know. I guess if it happens, it's obviously not a common shaila. Obviously, a lot of the things we're talking about are not Baruch common. Hashem. But Baruch Hashem, right? A case of two fathers, two men are definitely kohanim, and the one is biznus, one is with marriage, and they didn't wait the right amount of time. And yeah, it's obviously an uncommon shaila, and the child is a boy. Yeah, but it could be. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Next. We're going to have a new Shaila now. Now we're going to go to the next case in the Shulchan Aruch. And then, the case is a very simple case. We know who the father is. We know who the mother is. They're not married to each other, but the father's a Kohen. This could be, unfortunately, a much more common Shaila. A boy's a Kohen, and he is involved with a woman. Shaila, this is a question that came to the Rosh. Kohen Shabal Penuya Almana. The fact that she's an amana is irrelevant. That was just a shayla that came to him. There's a single woman, a kohen, outside of any marriage connection, impregnates her. What's the status of this boy? So you'll all tell me, I assume, well, there's no question who the father is. You know, just a kohen was born out of wedlock. There's no, you know, there's not a question who the father is. There's no question of Zarm Yichas Acharav. Says the Rav Rush, Nir Elisha Kasha Lekuna. There's no Shaila here. Continues the Rush. Kol Shekein Leinu Zarm Yichas Acharav Shein Ro Ela Maila Kem Deshnei Modim Krim Beit Lezara Al Acharav. If both the mother and the father agree that this is their child, there's no question who the parents are. They're not married to each other, but the man's a Kohen. He says, yes, I impregnated this woman. The woman says, yes, this is the boyfriend that I became pregnant with. So this is their child. He's a Kohen. And there's no problem with Zarum Yichas Acharav. We know the Yichas. Says the Gemara, asks the Rosh, wait a second. Maybe we should introduce a new suffix into the equation. There is no suffix. The man saying it's my son, the woman saying it's my son. Maybe we should say, wait a second, once you're dealing with a woman who's, this type of girl, well, the same way she was mafkir herself to this guy, Mr. Cohn, maybe she was mafkir herself to another man. Once she's, this is the type of girl that does this kind of thing, maybe she did it with other people. Vein, Lomer says the Rosh, midafkir nafshu gabei baal. Gabi Boel, Afkar Nasha Gabi Alma. Maybe you should say that. No, it says Rosh, we don't pass on that, like, that concern. To Les Hichsa Kabai, who says, Migud Afkar Nasha Gabi Oros, Afkar Nasha Gabi Alma. We don't say that just because you know, a woman is active, let's call it active, and she does something inappropriate with one, that we have to be chosh, maybe she did it with everybody else in the world. No, if he says that this is my son, she agrees this is my son, the baby is a kosher kohen. And this is indeed how the siman ends, passing in the Shulchan Aruch. Kohen habal penuya. Kohen habal penuya. Umodeh shubeno. Haben kohen lechol davar. We don't have to be concerned that just like she was Mizana with this guy Cohn, she was Mizana with some guy whose last name is Levi or Israel. We're not worried about or anybody else or any other Cohen. If she was Mizana and he agrees and she agrees that this is their child, then this child is a full-fledged Cohen with all the rights and privileges that a Cohen, a card-carrying Cohen, carries. Let me ask you a question. What happens if the guy is out of the picture? There's just a girl who gives birth. She comes to the hospital as a single mom. And they say, who's the father? And she says, oh, it's this, I met this guy, Mr. Cohn. We had a one-night stand, Mr. Cohn. Where is he? Well, I don't know. I didn't get his phone number. I got his name. And he said, wow, you're a Kohen? That's so nice to be with a Kohen. What a zechus it is for me, she says. He says, yeah, I'm a Kohen. I duchen every morning. Wow, she feels so chashev. She says, I would love to be the mother of a Kohen. She spends the night with him. And indeed, she has exactly what she wants. She has a son who's a Kohen. But she doesn't know who the guy is. The guy doesn't testify that yes, this is my son and he is indeed a Kohen. So are we going to listen to her as a single person, as a single mother telling us that the son's a Kohen? Says the Chalkes Mechalkek. If everybody agrees, well, again, the Shulchan Aruch was saying, the Rama was saying, if everybody agrees that he's a Kohen, yes, he's going to be a good Kohen. Moda Shubano, Kosha Moda Shabala, that man is Moda, that yes, he was Baal, this woman at business. Ve'esha Shasabri Meno, he doesn't really know who else she's been with. The man can't say definitively that I'm the father because he doesn't know who else this woman was with. But all he could say is that, yes, I was with her, and it could very well be me. If there were no other men, if there's no other men, then it's definitely me. That he could say. He doesn't know who else she was with or not. That's possible. She says, yeah, no one else. Just him. So that's enough to rely on. Aval, imhu eino lefaneinu? Says the Chalkos Mechokik. Let's say the alleged father is not here. It's just the mother saying that she comes to the hospital, gives birth, and she says, she claims that the father of the boy is a Kohen. Afshav Vlad Kosher, even though he's not a Mamzer, that's a different sugya. Even though he's not a Mamzer, we know that he's a Kosher Yid. Mikomakom Ashtikano Samidin Kahuna. Why? Okay, he's not a Mamzer. We won't assume he's a guy. We won't assume he's a Mamzer. We won't assume the father's a. But we're not going to believe her that he's a Kohen. What's the problem here? Is it that we don't know who the father is? She told us who the father is. She told us it's Yanki Kohn. She told us Moshe Kohn. So why should we be mashtik with Kahuna?
Maybe her nemanis isn't so good. The fact that she's doing this kind of
you're saying once a girl's involved in this kind of thing, maybe she's not the most honest girl either. I don't know if we would say that. I don't know if Halacha says it like that. You're chasher for davar echa. We're not chasher to be a liar. She has a big yetzahara. Maybe she was raped. I don't know. Maybe she didn't do anything wrong. So the Pesachei Tshuva talks about this case. We'll finish with this Nakuda. I think this is the end of the Siman, actually. Yeah, this is the end of the Siman. Just in time. So we had 2 points here. The Chalkos Mechalkos made 2 points here. Number one, if the husband agrees, yes, I'm the father. And the woman says, yes, he is the father. So that should work. You know why? Because going back a few weeks, you remember when a guy walks into shul and says, I'm a Kohen, do we believe him or not? Does anyone remember what the necessary requirements were? Eid Echad. All you need is an Eid Echad to testify that somebody's a Kohen, and that's enough to make him a Kohen. So if the father comes in, if the woman comes to give birth, and there's a guy with her, oh, is this your husband? No, it's my boyfriend. So he says, yeah, I'm the father. So he's no worse than an Eid Echad, right? He's no worse than an Eid Echad. If an Eid Echad could come and tell you so-and-so is a Kohen, so this boyfriend who's saying, I'm the father, could equally say, I'm the father, and he's an Eid Echad. That's what Pesach Tshuva says. But he doesn't have... A nogea means you have stand to gain or to lose by this testimony. What does this boyfriend who is bearing the father has stand to gain by saying that this is his son? What's the obvious question on this lumdus? We just said, what did I just say? I just said the father is serving as an Eid Echad that this is his son.
He's related.
Oh, that's interesting. I have another question.
Well, that's what I just asked. I just said
Nogay
is related.
Yeah, same thing. No, but you said Nogay really is a technical term.
Right.
He can't really know, though, that there was a child.
Exactly. That's the Pesach Tshuva asks. How could the father be believed as an... How could he say that the lumdus is that he's an Eid Echad? What's the Eidus? I was with this girl, and she became pregnant. I don't know who else was with her Monday night and Tuesday night and Wednesday night and Thursday night. I was with her one night. I don't know who else she was with the next night. How could you be an Eid Echad? There's no Rov here. He's a boyfriend. Maybe he was the boyfriend from Monday night. There's a different boyfriend on Tuesday night and a different boyfriend on Wednesday night. So how could you rely on him as an... If the longest why will listen to the father, the alleged father, the boyfriend say, I'm the father, is because he's like an Eid Echad. What do you mean an Eid Echad? He doesn't know. All he knows, he was with her. He doesn't know that, and no one else was, and no one else is that. What kind of Eid Echad is it?
And that's how she says she had no other boyfriend. She was just with him.
That, oh, so you it. Say she should be the Eid Echad.
Yes.
The problem is, we said, that if the husband, if the boy is not here, if only the girl is here, then we don't believe him. Then we don't trust her. That's what the Chalkas Mechokik said in the second line. Imhu ein olifanein, if the boy isn't here, the alleged father, then shmish tikano samidin kuna.
But both of them are here. We're asking the father, but we're asking the mother. And they both say that this is their child. He's being made and she's being made. What's wrong with that?
Because his edus is meaningless. He has no idea. All he could say is that I might be the father. I'm one of an infinite amount of possibilities of being the father. I don't know how many other people she was with the night before and after and the day before and after, you know. I have no idea what else happened to her.
She had no other relationships. That was the only guy.
Right, but her claim in a vacuum wouldn't be sufficient. If she was the only one here, so now that her Eidus is not meaningful because she wouldn't be believed on her own. His Eidus is not related because he has no idea what she did. But if you put two half-baked cookies...
Put it together.
If you put two half-things together, is, you know,
yeah.
You have a half-baked cookie and a half-baked cookie is a fully baked cookie.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.